Tom Gates, Top of the Class, Nearly. Written by Liz Pichon and read by Rupert Grimm.
Buster might use your drawing to get himself out of trouble. You know what he's like.
No, sir. I don't know who did the graffiti, but Tom Gates did this drawing.
I didn't think about that. But that's not going to happen. It'll probably get lost and no one will find it. So don't worry about it, Tom. Then Derek goes into his house. Bye. Everyone keeps telling me not to worry about things. Finding a half-eaten wafer at the bottom of my bag helps. A little. First thing, tomorrow morning, I'm going back to the library to find the book I hid my drawing in. Though I'm not totally sure which one it was. In my head, I'm thinking of a plan that will solve my very tricky problem. Also, in my head, I'm thinking how much easier everything would be if only I had just one, or maybe two, superpowers. Here are my top five superpowers. 1. Super speeding. I could zoom back to school and whiz around the library until I find my drawing. Then I'd zip back home and be the first one at dinner. 2. Super invisible. An excellent power for avoiding Mum and Dad when they want me to tidy stuff. Where's Tom gone? Also good for avoiding Delia, Tom, Bully Buster,
where's Tom?
And Mr. Fullerman if he finds my drawing.
Tom Gates, did you draw this?
3. Super smart. Ask me anything. No more catch-up classes for me because I'd know the answers to everything. Delia couldn't argue with me and Marcus would have to stop bragging about how brilliant he is at tests.
I'm good at tests.
So am I.
4. Super flyer.
Bye.
Who doesn't want to fly? 5. Superhuman memory. This would be so useful. With this superpower, I'd have remembered all the answers to the test, been at the top of the class, not been in catch-up class, not done that drawing of Mr. Fuller Bum, not forgotten to take that drawing with me. Sadly, I don't have that superpower. Memory in, memory out.